Dr. Kopinski dictating a mail IME on Robert Locailade, Locailade. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Locailade as described in the reports listed above. Period is now a 69-year-old male who recalls he was injured at work on 6-8-08. Period, on that occasion, he was lifting a bag of soiled laundry, injuring his right shoulder, comma, neck, comma, chest, comma, and scapula. Period, he did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis. Scratch that. Further evaluation and treatment led to surgery. Period. He is no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. I've been advised that on... Scratch that. I've been advised that Mr. Locailade was awarded 52.5% of partial total with an order approving settlement. Period. Event. This was on 9/9/19 to be inserted here. He then reopened his case. Period. In paragraph, additional records show Mr. Locailade was seen by psychiatrist Dr. Hall, H-O-L-L. Period. He concluded Mr. Locailade was suffering from a personality disorder, not otherwise specified, characterized by hysteria, comma, anxiety, comma, and depression. Period. The personality disorder was unrelated to the accident of 6308. Period. He offered 1% for the minimal amount of adjustment disorder with depression that he did attribute to the physical problems from this injury. Period. On 3/29/22, the petitioner was reevaluated by Dr. Hall. Period. He reiterated the petitioner still suffered from personality disorder unrelated to the problems involving his right shoulder. But relatives of the problems involving his right shoulder, he found 0% psychiatric disability. Period. New paragraph. On 11/14/19, Mr. Locailade was seen by Dr. Clinton, C-L-I-N-T-O-N. Period. He related having had been in the hospital with an attack of diverticulitis and had to go on antibiotic medication. But he was doing okay now. Period. He was using Trintellix, and it really kept his depression and suicidal thoughts away. Period. Remains on Valium up to 4 times per day. Period. Dr. Clinton continued to treat him medically over the next many months for his psychiatric issues. Period. The last documented visit was on 1/6/22 when Robert canceled his last session because he was in the hospital for a minor cardiac problem. But he was going to remain on Trintellix, comma, Flexeril, comma, Valium, comma, and Ambien. But he does have residual pain issues from his work-related problems, but he's fairly optimistic most of the time. Period. He was going to return in another 3 months. Period. New paragraph, Dr. Pulser performed a pain medicine evaluation on 2/25/21. Period. He rendered an assessment of right shoulder pain, for which he prescribed acetaminophen with codeine. Period. It was further noted he had a history of congestive heart failure and major depression. Period. This limited significantly the pain medications which can be prescribed. Period. He did return on 3/25/21, stating he never had the Tylenol with codeine prescription filled. Period. Dr. Polster then re-prescribed it. Period. On the visit of 4/20/21, Mr. Mulcahy expressed this was somewhat helpful for symptoms, but gave him a severe headache. Period. Ongoing care with Dr. Polster continued through 10/1/21. Period. He was having nausea with the hydrocodone and did not really tolerate most narcotics. Period. Dr. Polster suggested Nucynta, but he really did not want to pursue any further medication. Period. Dr. Polster concluded no further treatment was indicated and he had reached maximum medical improvement status. Period. On 2/9/22, Dr. Polster wrote correspondence regarding possibly using medical marijuana for Mr. Lockhead. Pretty expressed there was a history of congestive heart failure which has required hospitalization. Period. There was a request for medical marijuana since he does not seem to do well with oral narcotics. Period. Unfortunately, the use of medical marijuana in patients with coronary artery disease and congestive heart failure is relatively contraindicated. Period. Accordingly, he would not prescribe this to Mr. Lockhead. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. At the outset of the evaluation, he verbally stated, quote, I am in excruciating pain, period, end quote. However, he was not in acute distress, and his vital signs were unremarkable, period. He wore a T-shirt, period, extremities upper. Active range of motion of the right shoulder was markedly limited with complaints of tenderness. Period adduction was 10 degrees, comma, abduction 65 degrees, comma, flexion 160 degrees, comma, extension 10 degrees, comma, and internal rotation to 70 degrees. Period external rotation was full to 90 degrees. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period motion to left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period manual muscle testing was breakaway for resisted right pinch grasp, comma, elbow flexion, and shoulder abduction. Period internal and external rotation were 4, as was right grip strength. Period strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period there was superficial global tenderness, palpation about the right shoulder and the anterior chest wall, but there was none on the left. He would not cooperate with provocative maneuvers at the shoulders. Period spine cervical inspection revealed a forward held posture, but no apparent scars. Period active flexion and bilateral side bend were full. Period extension was to 30 degrees and bilateral rotation to 60 degrees. Period. There was superficial tenderness at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. And then thoracic is normal. Impressions. Robert Mulcahy was injured at work on 6/3/08. Period. We will insert what is marked for my reports, summarizing the care he received up through that 2016 evaluation. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement on 9/9/19 and then reopened his case. Period. He was seen psychiatrically by Dr. Hall, who noted he had unrelated personality disorder. Period. The petitioner was also treated psychiatrically with Dr. Clinton by way of various medications. Period. Pain management was rendered by Dr. Polster on the dates described. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be decreased active range of motion about the right shoulder. Appeared in the absence of disuse atrophy, he had weakness throughout most of the right upper extremity muscle groups. Appeared he would not cooperate with provocative maneuvers about the right shoulder. Appeared he had global and superficial tenderness to palpation about the right shoulder and anterior chest wall. Appeared he had decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine with superficial tenderness at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm. Appeared, new paragraph, this case will represent what is marked from my prior report. Period. His subjective complaints remain disproportionate to the objective findings, particularly 14 years after he was injured. Period. This is most likely attributable to his underlying psychiatric disorder. Period. End.